FBI makes largest takedown of anti-trend gang members in Texas roundup. By Bob Price on July 2, 2025. Houston, Texas, a joint task force of federal, state, and local law enforcement officials led to the arrest of 16 members of the Venezuelan anti-trend gang, a spin-off faction of the Tren de Aragua foreign terrorist organization. Officials called it the largest takedown of suspected anti-trend members and associates by the FBI, so far. U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of Texas Nicholas J. Gonjay wrote, "The Southern District's twin priorities are securing our border and the eradication of violent crime. This case implicates both." In an announcement on Monday, Gonjay said law enforcement officers with the FBI Houston Field Office, DEA, U.S. Marshals, ICE Enforcement and Removal Operations, Texas Department of Public Safety, Harris County Sheriff's Office, and the Houston Police Department teamed up to arrest 16 members of the anti-trend gang. He said the charges, which include drug trafficking and weapons offenses, were filed against former members and associates of Tren de Aragua, TDA. Earlier this year, the U.S. Department of State designated TDA as a foreign terrorist organization. Similar to TDA, purposes of anti-trend allegedly include preserving and protecting the power and territory of the organization and its members and associates through attempted murder, other acts of violence, and threats of such, officials stated. The U.S. Attorney's Office reported. Two criminal complaints charge 14 anti-trend members and associates with conspiracy to possess with intent to distribute more than 5 kilograms of cocaine. These include Luis Miguel Claros Sarmiento, 26, Danny E. Rojas, 28, Ishmael Leon Balbin, 24, Andy Luis Alvarez Herrera, 28, Cesar Oscar Cabezas Pacheco, 26, and Cesar Mauricio Velasquez, 27, Venezuelan nationals Raul Armando Ramirez Coria, 24, Darwin Martinez, 37, Peter Davila, 34, Otis Jose Rodriguez Garcia, 31, Pedro Hernandez Delgado, 19, Jesus F. Fernandez Trocanas, 26, Imbir J. Gutierrez Ternoskij, 24, as well as Raul Antonio Claros Armiento, 30, Honduras. According to the allegations, two groups of individuals agreed to transport kilogram quantities of cocaine in exchange for $15,000 for each load, with each group accepting half as payment in advance. Operation Take Back America means going on the offensive against transnational criminal organizations to ensure that they cannot take root in our community and endanger public safety, Gonjay stated. SDTX, Southern District of Texas, is going to be unapologetic in carrying out that mission. Special Agent in Charge Douglas Williams of the FBI Houston Field Office added, "These arrests are the largest takedown of suspected anti-trend members and associates by the FBI, so far, and they happened right here in Houston. These individuals are accused of engaging in a turf war with TDA members and carrying out numerous violent crimes throughout our city, including a mass shooting at a local sports bar that left 6 people wounded," Williams added. "Fortunately, for the good and safety of our community, these individuals are now in federal custody facing U.S. justice." The DOJ reported the following details on those arrested. Coria, Ternoskij, Garcia, Delgado, and Pedro Jose Ramirez Delgado, 26, are also charged separately with various weapons offenses based on their alleged possession and sale of firearms. If convicted of those charges, they could receive up to 15 years in prison. Jose Miguel Brichino, 25, a Venezuelan national who resided in Houston illegally, is charged separately with unlawful possession of ammunition by an alien. The criminal complaint alleges he was involved in a mass shooting at the Latinas Sports Bar Club in Houston in March, where 6 people were wounded, 4 of whom were in critical condition. According to the complaint, Brichino used a firearm to shoot inside the doorway of the bar and then discarded the firearm, which law enforcement never located. If convicted, he faces up to 15 years imprisonment and a maximum $250,000 possible fine. The defendants in these cases face up to life in prison and a fine of up to $10 million if convicted. The investigation is being prosecuted by a team designated as the Department of Justice's Joint Task Force Vulcan, JTFV, officials added. JTFV, which was created to combat MS-13 and now expanded to under Attorney General Bondi, has been comprised of U.S. attorneys' offices across the country, including the Southern and Eastern Districts of New York, Eastern District of Texas, Southern District of Florida, Western District of Oklahoma, Northern District of Ohio, Eastern District of Virginia, Southern District of California, District of Columbia, and districts of New Jersey, Utah, Massachusetts, Nevada, and Alaska, as well as the Department of Justice's National Security and Criminal Divisions. Additionally, the FBI, DEA, ICE Homeland Security Investigations, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms and Explosives, U.S. Marshals Service, and Federal Bureau of Prisons have been essential law enforcement partners and spearheaded JTFB's investigations. Most of those arrested were scheduled to appear before U.S. Magistrate Judge Peter Bray on Wednesday afternoon. Bob Price is the Breitbart Texas Border Team's associate editor and senior news contributor. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. He is a U.S. Air Force veteran and serves as president of Blue Wonder Gun Care Products.